Gun violence has gone down in the last 20 years in California, but here in the Bay Area, some neighborhoods like the Bayview are still plagued by it. Across the Bay, Oakland has more robberies per capita than any other city in America. And the city is also reeling from a spate of recent killings, including a baby and an 8-year-old girl. People are proposing a lot of ways to fight the problem, from increasing cops on the street to community activism. A local arts project is also trying something new, theater, based on the voices of mothers and grandmothers who've lost children to violence. What's unique about its approach is that it takes those perspectives to the exact street corners or BART platforms where their children were killed. It's called Our Hallowed Ground, the Love Bomb Project. KLW's Jen Chien has more.
Them that got shall get, them that not shall lose.
If you heard this voice floating over the plaza at the Fruitvale BART station, you might think it's just your everyday street performer. But this is different. It's a sunny and busy Saturday afternoon, and this singer has an audience, about 30 people, listening intently to her as others walk past. As she sings, candles are lit to form a square on the concrete just behind her. Then a community elder does a traditional African form of prayer called pouring libation.
So we may continue forward into our last breath in this divine chemistry. Yes.
A woman in a brown dress steps gently into the square and begins to hum. As a bus pulls away from the curb nearby, she speaks.
Austin was born February 26, 1987.
The woman is an actor, Ayodele Nzinga, but she's performing the words of a real person, Bonnie Johnson. She's the grandmother of Oscar Grant, the young man who was shot and killed right here on New Year's Day in 2009.
He grew up in our house as his mother was working. He was a very active young man.
Nzinga talks about Oscar as a child, a young man, and as a father. She describes her pain and anger after his death, and she says her faith helps her find peace. Then she sings.
So build your hope on dreams eternal.
I really wanted to kind of charge that ground, kind of take it back, kind of reclaim those spaces.
Arielle Julia Brown commissioned this work for a series of performances called Our Hallowed Ground, the Love Bomb Project. It's based on testimonies of Bay Area mothers and grandmothers who have lost children to violence. Each one is performed in the very place where the young person was killed.
So the Love Bomb Project came from an idea, a thought process I had on a trip to Rwanda.
She went there in 2010 with playwright Eric N., who's well known for using art as a tool to address trauma and violence. While in Rwanda, she learned about its community court system called Gacaca. It was set up to deal with the aftermath of the 1994 genocide. The courts took the form of community meetings, often held outdoors in a circle. Perpetrators and survivors would each speak openly about what happened.
And it was just very powerful that the perpetrator is no longer just in your head, like the perpetrator is there in person, and you have the opportunity to speak.
A major surprise in the Oscar Grant murder trial today.
At the same time back home, the trial of Johannes Messerly was happening. He was the BART police officer who shot Oscar Grant. Arielle Brown grew up going to church with Grant, and his grandmother, Bonnie Johnson, is her godmother.
I have those memories of him, and then he became this frozen in time 22-year-old black man shot on a BART platform. And I really was uncomfortable with that. I was working through memory and how memory served here and worked politically and within the justice system.
She wanted to address these feelings in her theater work and drew inspiration from what she learned in Rwanda. So, starting with her own godmother, she interviewed women who had lost children to violence. In 2012, she created a stage play based on their words, performed by professional actors. And this year, the project expanded to these site-specific pieces.
There's just so many community members who are specifically impacted by each of these narratives that have not come to a traditional theater space to see the work. And I really wanted to go to where those people were.
There's patchouli there.
I only light one for each direction.
Okay. On a residential block in North Oakland, performer Ayana Davis, also known as Mama Ayana, is preparing for a performance. She's lighting incense and setting up a small altar on a side table.
He was a wanted baby. Planned, born into a family and community that anticipated and welcomed him from the beginning.
Davis is performing her own testimony today, on the street where her son, Katari Gant, was murdered 6 years ago.
At 16, Katari told me two things. That he had a dream where he was told that he wouldn't live till he was 26. And because of that dream, he was going to live his best life.
Davis is the only mother in the Love Balm Project who is performing her own words. She says she approached it as an opportunity to share her writing, but also as a form of healing.
Because every day, it's there for you. You know, it doesn't go away.
Arielle Brown wants these emotions to stay with the audience as well, and for people to remember that violent acts have happened right where they live. In Rwanda, Brown says, she was struck by how publicly people recognize the sites of the genocide.
You would see a banner and then it would say, you know, this many people were killed here. This is the incident that happened here. And that's just not within our culture here.
Brown wants to change that, even if it's uncomfortable. Through her work, she wants to remind us.
Our witnessing violence is a political act.
And we can choose to not turn away. In North Oakland, I'm Jen Cheehan for Cross Currents.